Welcome. I'm an international adoptee and host of the Anna Ginger Show, who believes that we all experience adoption in our lives. We actively choose the people, values, and experiences that create who we are and who we are yet to be. And this is why I invite you to listen to the guest and creative content that guide us to knowing that we each have a home in this world, cradled in the belief that we belong, that we are worthy, and that we are loved. So stay tuned, and you may discover your very own adoption story. I'm so thrilled to bring together two extraordinary individuals for this episode of the Anna Ginger Show. Joining us is Audrey McQuillan, currently pursuing her MBA at Ohio University. With a BA in journalism and a minor in political science, Audrey brings a wealth of experience from her internships at five different companies. I'm particularly grateful that Audrey chose the Anna Ginger Show for her graduate assistantship because her intelligence, creativity, and vibrant energy have taken the show to the next level. Woot woot. So to connect her to somebody I just love and adore is a friend and artist I met while living in England to be part of Audrey's episode, because I just knew that their connection would spark new perspectives on storytelling, and that is absolutely true. So Kate Walton calls the serene banks of the Grand Union Canal at Fishery Wharf Cafe her home base. This picturesque venue not only hosts her workshops and events, but also offers an array of musical and creative experiences. Through her personal journey of healing and creative exploration, Kate has discovered a deep belief in making her life her living by living her life. So Audrey and Kate, both beautiful souls inside and out, embody passion and purpose. And together we'll explore their journeys, delving into experiences and insights that resonate with the core themes of our show. So welcome, Kate and Audrey.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. And hello, Audrey.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I love it. You two haven't met yet. But here we are together. And I just, and Kate, I invited you because, of course, you are this beautiful person that I just love that accent. So I could listen to you for hours and hours, but I won't do that because we have things to do on the show. And one of these things is that because I believe that these creative interchanges can help us discover how we can be and become our best selves, I want us to connect to these artistic expressions of our shared experiences. So I gave you a little background information about Audrey. And so I'm going to ask you to start our time together with the poem that you penned for Audrey. So Kate, the microphone is all yours.
Okay, thanks, Anna. Well, what a challenge. Okay. It's hard to choose or write a poem for someone you don't know yet. A tick sheet, short questionnaire, and off you go, staring into the abyss of judgment as to who this person is or what kind of poem to pick. So I figured I'd stick with it and come up with my own. So here goes. A poem for Audrey. You said you like the colours purple or pink. This makes me think you're probably a lot of fun. Vibrant with a hint of the magical about you. A playful and affectionate nature, kind and always willing to help people, with many tones thrown in between the passionate ambition of a sweet-scented romantic. You like to drink a cup of the bittersweet, because that is what life is through, what life is like through the lens of a balanced scale. A beautiful dance, a chance to live your best tale, knowing that not everyone is as invested as you. But that's okay. You find those who do and help bring understanding of the world to those who don't. Because you embody this world in all its fast-paced, techno-based progress. A hard-working and studious ethic greets the sweet ascent of a slower pace, swirling through the air on market days to the joyful taste of creating culinary plates which would enliven anybody's home. Because, whether you believe it or not, sometimes you may feel alone as it might sometimes seem, but you are powerful, courageous, strong-willed, and always cheer on your team, whether at work, with friends, or on the pitch. But in all that busy and good communication, please don't forget to cheer on your own. Use pom-poms made of purple and pink, bright and colourful, just like you like to bring attention to things, to bring people and projects together, and bring your best self in all you do. and I sense you do a lot, Audrey. So I'm glad you're a yes to candles, movies and lotions, because that tells me you understand the notion of self-care and taking time out for you. And after a whirlwind day, I imagine you sink into the decoupage-lit sofa made from the well-read stack of magazines, drinking your bittersweet with a bagel of contentment. Or maybe some days it's just more like sinking into the warm-out arm of fluorescent lights and the reality of the office with a box of donuts and a can of laughter and LaCroix. Either way, it's all the same, and you can only dream you had the time to enjoy decoupage. Because you dream for so much and so many, and hold the excitement of a year ahead. So Audrey, whether some of these threads resonate or not, I didn't have much to go on, but I feel I learnt a lot through the imaginable eye of a questionnaire and tick box. And it was fun to get to know you, or the Audrey I made up, and it doesn't matter if we prefer something different to drink, because we share the same full cup, and I am always a fan of those people in life whose colours are purple or pink. So I hope you enjoyed this ditty written just for you, and I wish you all the best for the coming year and in everything you do.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
So Audrey, I'm going to have you first. So you just heard what Kate created for you. So how did you feel, and do you think that she captured the spirit of who you are?
100%. I mean, I've never met you before, and it's just crazy to hear how much you actually talked about me and how many things I resonated with in that poem. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. And being a writer myself, I have such a more appreciation for it. So it's just absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
So, Kate, right. you said I didn't give you a lot, but what did you do, and what was the process for you to be able to create this piece for Audrey?
Well, I mean, where does one begin? So you can only begin with just a word, really. That's where it all began. So I just started with the purple and pink from the short questionnaire. I'd read a little bit about, you know, what Audrey was doing now, but I didn't want to focus too much on, you know, technicalities, or it just had to be a looser rounded picture. And so I think I just went into the imaginal space and imagined who Audrey could be. And just from those very few things on the tick sheet, you know, I love to play with words. So, you know, the fact that I can see that Audrey's born in October means she'd be a Libra. And so therefore, there's always a romantic side and a sense of balance to Librans. You know, so there's some generalization. But yeah, and then it just sort of takes over into its own hold. And you wonder if you are sort of, you know, there's already a connection being made through this ether, even though I hadn't yet said hello to Audrey. But I'm a great believer in, you know, when those connections are made, something else beyond reaches out.
Well, I love that. And I love the line where you said it doesn't matter if we prefer something different to drink, like LaCroix, we share the same full cup. And, you know, in the beginning, I talk about how we all experience adoption in our lives. And Kate, you're one of the persons, when I moved to England, I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any friends. And we had this chance encounter to be able to create a connection. And I remember meeting you and just wanting to be part of the energy that is Kate. And also that you put together people that you called it Wild Words and Wisdom, and invited me to be part of this group. And I said, well, I don't have anything to contribute. And you said, that's absolute nonsense. And I said, okay, so I'm going to come. And so you created this family and this group of women who really have who have bonded, and some of those friends I still keep in touch with through Facebook. But all that to say is that you didn't know Audrey. I gave you some information about her, and you created this poem and this connection to figure out, like, what are the things that make us who we are. And so with all that, I wanted to ask you both to react to, how do you experience adoption in your life? And I'll start with Audrey, because you said yes to this project. How come?
So one of my best friends that I met at school, she was adopted, and she's told me a lot of more stuff about adoption because I'm clearly not adopted. And her sister are both adopted. And just hearing her story and being friends with her is what really ignited my passion for adoption. And then once I was given this opportunity to work for the show, it was such an easy yes for me.
Yeah. And how about for you, Kate?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many times in my life I've gone to, you know, I've left my familiar home and have gone to live in different places where it feels like a world away. And, you know, I've always put myself out for adoption, you know, to be taken in and just seen for who and what I am. And I've always been so great, graced by the fact that, you know, people have. And I also feel like with place, it's a little bit the same, like place can kind of take us in its arms as well. And to develop, you know, a relationship with the landscape that isn't inherently the place of our birth. You know, we can really find ourselves sense of self-belonging in place too. And currently at the moment, I feel like I've been enveloped by the arms of this beautiful house that we're currently living in Somerset, away from our regular home, of which I do just want to say is literally purple and pink. And the woman who owns it has adopted us. She is now our fairy godmother forever. So I just think when we can be open to people and to all that comes with place and the story of those that we surround ourselves, we can really just allow ourselves to be to find our place in the world and the family that perhaps wasn't that of our blood.
Yeah, and Audrey, we were just talking as we were walking up to the studio about how you could have picked another place to pursue your academic endeavors, but you picked here in Athens, Ohio, and you've created your own types of family. So is that right?
Oh, 100%. I'm from Cincinnati originally, and all of my friends went to UC, and I was the only one that went farther. So I went to OU, which is like 3 hours. So that was definitely a difficult transition for me because I'm a homebody, and I did not know. I knew maybe two people here. So having to come here and completely restart, and it was during COVID, so I kind of turned more into my introverted self, just being on the lockdown and everything, was definitely difficult. But I've had so many amazing opportunities here at OU. I met some of my best friends for life. I met my boyfriend, and I've gotten very involved, and I couldn't be happier. And for me, it created this sense of independency and confidence that I needed. So I'm really excited to see where my life takes me after graduation.
Yeah. And for me, I remember, Kate, you know, when I was living in England, just not knowing anybody, and how you created this group of creative individuals, Wild Words and Wisdom. And again, I felt like family. And you're doing this, it sounds like, in Somerset. So what advice do you have for those that are like completely out of their comfort zone to be able to find connection and community? Because you did that for me.
Sure. I think it's being open where we can, or just that real sort of being open to listen to ourselves, and just that flutter, whether it be of nervousness when we meet somebody that you know gives us an offering of sorts, that we just have to accept the invitation. It's just taking that very small step to sort of say yes, and then just seeing where it goes, and then, you know, allowing yourself to just embrace those that come along those same journey, because the likelihood is there'll be many others in the same space. And, you know, we've just got to trust that there's amazing, wonderful people out there that, you know, have a deep understanding of what it feels like to not belong. And so we create spaces, the spaces all over the place, for people to be welcome. And I think that's what's really important.
Oh, I was going to say the welcome piece. You did a great job of making people feel welcome. And I would say one of the things that you did at the at the cafe was offer cake during our time together. So cake is always a great way to feel welcome. So thank you for that as well.
If in doubt, return to cake.
Exactly. I love that. And I loved in the poem, too, where you wrote for Audrey, but in all that busy and good communication, please don't forget to cheer for your own. And what were you thinking when you wrote those lines?
Well, I was just thinking it's so easy to get lost, isn't it, in, you know, the busyness of our days and then just the inner critic that, you know, chatters away to us nonstop, and we put so much pressure on ourselves. But actually, if like we're able to stand back or see from a slightly different perspective all the things that we do and we've achieved and just how wonderful we are, then, you know, really we deserve to be our own cheerleaders, especially when we're a cheerleader to so many others. So it was really just a gentle reminder. And that's not to say that Audrey doesn't know, because obviously I know nothing about Audrey other than what was on the sheet. So yeah, it was just intended as a lovely reminder to Audrey and myself and to everybody that we can cheer ourselves on, never forget to do that.
No, that completely resonates with me, because I have a hard time forgetting to cheer for myself, just because the world's so busy, school life, finances, it's so easy to get lost in the mix of all of it. And it's really hard sometimes at the end of the day to sit down and pat yourself on the back. So yeah, that completely resonated with me. And part of my New Year's resolution this year was to start focusing on myself, even if it's just little things, even just spending like 10, 15 minutes doing what I want a day and not doing homework or, I don't know, doing something that I enjoy. So yeah, that was huge. And when I read that part, I was like, wow, I can't believe she's never met me before. It's crazy.
It's quite a magical process, this writing poems for people you don't know.
Well, and I love that, those connections. You're in England, we're here in Ohio, and it feels like we're just right in the same space, enjoying a cuppa and a conversation. And I think that you two didn't know each other, but look, all of the ways that you are connected, you're both writers, both beautiful inside and out, that bring this joy and kindness and compassion to others. And I really think these are the connections that when you go to England, you'll be able to hang out with Kate.
Exactly.
And Kate, if you come to Ohio, there's always a place for you. And this is where I think we're able to create true transformation in how we connect to each other, is finding those places where, like, we don't know each other, but you do.
Yeah. It's the amazing little connections that you can make with somebody. And usually I feel like it's the little connections that create a long-term connection with, like a long-term friend, which is amazing.
Yeah, a long-term friend like Kate. And Kate, you and I, we've had many, many conversations walking along the canal. And so, you know, when I think about the start of the cafe to where it is now, can you tell a little bit about your journey and about how you take care of yourself?
Sure. I mean, it's been a huge journey of, you know, a new partnership, a new business, kind of only really knowing that and living in creative ways. I mean, we both moved out of our individual homes that were brick and mortar to inhabit sheds and caravans and now boats in order to set up a community project. And it's been so wonderful in so many ways. Yeah, it's been exhausting and the sacrifice. And whilst I've been able to weave, you know, essences of my dreams within that, sometimes I feel like, you know, my own creativity in writing kind of took a back seat, because I don't know of any other writers that live, work and breathe a hospitality business. The two just don't go together. So I'm so grateful the journey that it's been on, that's, you know, afforded us to build such a beautiful space that continues to exist kind of without us holding its hand, and to kind of just be able to take a step away in order to return into the community feeling more enlivened, more refreshed, and to bring hopefully my creative best back into it with new offerings, new workshops, and hopefully new writing in time to come. So yeah, it's definitely been a journey. That's for sure. But like all great creations, sometimes there's an essence of sacrifice. But you know, nothing is forever, and so yeah, I'm really delighted that I'm able to weave my words within that place and still offer the gift and gifts that I have, and to remind myself of that. Sometimes I have to step away in order to, you know, see the things that I have done alongside of it, of which I had to do recently. And I came to the conclusion, I'm not surprised I'm exhausted. but it's all beautiful, and I wouldn't change it for the world. So yeah, very grateful to have had the journey with the cafe that we've been on, and as I say, it continues to be a thriving hub of creativity and music and just bringing joy to ourselves and others in the community.
Yeah, really building that community. And so, Audrey, when you heard me talk about Kate, where she said through her personal journey of healing and creative exploration, she has discovered a deep belief in making her life her living by living her life. How does that connect to your story?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like within my life, my saying I've always told myself is everything happens for a reason, which is such a cliche, if you want to call it. But there's a Bible quote my mom and I always follow with whatever happens in our life. And it's Jeremiah 29:11, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And I feel like within my life, I've had so many ups and downs. COVID was really rough for me just because of the timing of my life. I was getting ready to move to school and I just graduated high school, and it was really supposed to be a really joyful time in my life, and it didn't end up that way. So my mom was a huge supporter for me, and she's somebody that always helped me keep my spirits up and telling me that everything happens for a reason. And I didn't get to move to OU for the first for my freshman year of college, which was really hard. And that's such a critical point in someone's college experience to, you know, get acclimated, meet your friends, stuff like that. And so instead, I stayed at home. But what I didn't realize at the time was how much closer I am with my family now, and how much harder it is for me to leave home. But I'm glad I did come to OU, because that was definitely a question I had after everything going on. And like I said, I've met some of the most amazing people here. And I really do believe that, like, everything happens for a reason. So, yeah.
And so when you're here and you've been able to now experience Athens and the collegiate experience in kind of, I'll put in quote, normal way. So how has this place shaped who you are, do you think? Besides just being the friendships and this or that, how do you think you are as a human being in Athens, Ohio?
Yeah, so I mean, I grew up in a decently big city. So coming to a smaller town, that's a much slower pace. And I just feel like time in general moves slower. I've been able to focus more on myself. I feel like I've grown tremendously as a person through confidence and some of the connections I've made here for my academic and career have really been amazing. So, yeah.
And so when you felt lost, you know, in those first years during COVID, like what do you think the lessons were for you there to be able to find connections when you felt so isolated and disappointed in the experience that should have been but was destroyed by the global pandemic?
Yeah, no, I just feel like at that time in my life, I just didn't really know like what my path was. It was really hard for me to find my path. Because coming to OU, I wanted to be a broadcaster. I thought that was my avenue. And then I came to realize how much I enjoy writing. And then writing led into marketing. And then marketing led into business. So for me, and I feel like, and I know my path's not over. I believe that I will continue to do something else. So I just, from my experience in life, I just feel like everybody has a path and there's stuff that might come up, but you just got to figure out how to maneuver around it. And then ultimately it will lead to your true passions.
So as we come to the close of time together, I do ask each of you to tell our listeners, how do you think that we can foster a world where every individual feels that they belong, that they matter, and that they're loved? And I'll start with Kate and then give you the last word, Audrey.
I feel like we just have to remember that we all hold a story. And whilst our paths and our journeys are different, so many of those experiences we encounter touch on themes that are really just shared human experiences. So open-heartedness and a greater trust that there is a place to belong, and that really is just in the greater the greater sense of our human experience.
That's lovely. Audrey?
I've always lived by being kind, and I feel like you never know what day someone might be having or what someone might be going through. And I know that it's really easy to hide what's really going on inside your head or maybe outside. So at the end of the day, it's just really important to be kind to every individual you encounter. It not only makes the world a better place, but even just complimenting someone, it just brightens their day. Maybe they're having a horrible day and you just changed it completely. So for me, I just feel like be kind, and that everybody has a purpose. So if you're lost, you have a path and you'll find your way. It might take some time, but you will. And yeah, everything happens for a reason.
I love that. And I think I'm going to leave it with part of Kate's poem, which is, because whether you believe it or not, or feel alone as it might sometimes seem, you are powerful, courageous, and strong-willed, and you always cheer on your team, whether at work, with friends, and on the pitch. But in all that busy and good communication, please don't forget to cheer for your own. And that's my final heart-to-heart message, to think about how we can help each other and support each other. Be more like Audrey. So a heartfelt thanks to Audrey for sharing your story and talents with us. Thank you, Audrey. And Kate, thank you so much for joining us all the way from England, for writing and performing this poem that was absolutely powerful and incredible, as I knew it would be, connected to the show's guest and our theme. Thank you to Adam Rich with WOUB for engineering and editing today's program. And our subject matter expert is Dr. Melissa Rizzo. Our storytelling consultant is Zoe Lambert. Our creative and editing team includes Maddie, Linnea, Audrey, Jacob, Caitlin, Maggie, and Mark. And our music producer is Nick Kazernos, who has been writing genre-twisting songs for over 30 years, including this show's theme song, Way to Me. And I'm your host, Anna Jinja, signing off with a reminder that the key to unlocking all things good in this world is love. Here, you are loved, and you are home. Always a friend and fan, this is Anna Jinja, wishing you days filled with love, laughter, and peace. Thank you.